In our prayers today, we're going to uplift Bob Lather. Got a note from Kate just before service started. He has pneumonia and really just in the hospital receiving treatment for the pneumonia. The expectation is that he will recover, but we're going to pray for God's comfort and peace for him in the days ahead for a speedy recovery. We're also going to uplift prayer requests for the family of Peggy Bartholomew. It was shared via email yesterday. Peggy passed away early on Thanksgiving Day morning. We can give thanks for God's mercy in this timing for the family. She was alert and doing very well Wednesday. We knew her time was short, and God, in his good timing, decided Thursday would be the day on Thanksgiving Day. And then we're also going to uplift Joyce Fulroy. She had a knee replacement surgery this last Monday. It went very well. She was released from the hospital on Tuesday. We want to give prayers of thanksgiving for Joyce and for her recovery in the days ahead. Let's bow our heads for a time of prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, come to those who do not know you, those who have rejected you, and those who are straying from you. Unite them to your glorious throne and dwell in their hearts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus Christ, come to those who are lonely and in need of your presence. Come to the homeless, the unemployed, the underemployed, the homebound, the mentally ill, those who are in transition, and anyone else who experiences the pain of loneliness. Remind them of your incarnation and lead them to your church where we bear one another's burdens. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus Christ, come to those who are oppressed and at the mercy of others. Rescue those who are suffering, abused, neglected, and hated. Comfort them with your tender presence and love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus Christ, come to those who are sick, injured, and recovering. Lord, may your merciful hands uplift Bob today, that you would allow the treatments that he's receiving to take effect on his body, that you would give him peace and comfort so that he can be released from the hospital in the days ahead, and that you would bless those around him with the right words to minister and to give him confidence as well. Lord, we also give you thanksgiving for answered prayer for those recovering from surgery just recently, for Jean and for Linda, as well as Larry and Ann. And this last week, we give you thanks for the surgery for Joyce as she's now returned home. Watch over her, Lord, and give her strength each day and build up her faith in you. Finally, Lord, we also pray for those who are experiencing housing challenges in the near future, that you would open up paths so that they can find shelter and warmth and a place to belong. We also remember those on our prayer list today: Haley, Kai, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Melody and Brad, Kathy, Jerry, Bob, Georgette, Tim and Raina, Bev, Skip, Tom and Shannon, Anna, Mike and Brent, Terry, Brian, Steve, Sarah, Addie, as she's returned into the hospital for care and for her recovery, for Carol awaiting surgery, and for all those that we quietly uplift in this moment of silence on our hearts. Lord, strengthen each with your healing hand and with your unwavering presence. Lord, in your mercy, Lord Jesus Christ, come to your broken church with the gifts of reconciliation and restoration. Unite your people once again so that we may enjoy fellowship rather than fractured division. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, Lord Jesus, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your ever-present mercy. Amen.